Alex for you. We were just talking, and we don't roast. I'm not a roaster, and I'm actually not a very funny person. I'm talking about a person who's definitely not funny. But I find that in the immortal words of Will Rogers on being funny, I don't make jokes. I just watch the government and report the facts. On the facts, Fred, I think the stadium issue. And this will be the last night, February 1st. It's almost like an exorcism, isn't it? But on the facts, Fred, I think the stadium issue is really defined you as a leader. It's your leadership. And I want you to think about it. The entire debate began with your city-building argument. Imagine an idea of an iconic structure, rejuvenating a brownfield district, leveraging the premier Pan Am track events, a soccer pitch, and a legacy stadium for both professional and amateur sport. You had the support of the majority of council, the broad community, and yes, until May, even the anchor tenant. Well done, Fred. And when that anchor tenant changed their minds and insisted on a driveway to driveway experience and lots of new parking instead of existing downtown parking, you were stubborn. Imagine your goal in suggesting that driveway to driveway with lots of greenfield paved over for one big parking lot far away from multiple modes of public transportation in an old, unsustainable city building model. You were stubborn. And then when the suggestion was to build the stadium on limited innovation land, something very close to my heart, Fred, you were once again stubborn. Imagine your goal again, saying that progressive, vibrant cities need innovation companies and innovation lands, and that we shouldn't put stadiums on those. Silly man. But I can contend that the real failure, Fred, in your leadership was failure of imagination. You see, with you out of the way, with your crazy city-building ideas, Fred, creativity was suddenly set free, resulting in the most imaginative solution ever. Yes, we're going to spend well over $100 million of public funds on what is essentially the most expensive recycling project in Ontario, thereby putting Hamilton squarely on the map as the recycling capital. But Fred, genius of the plan, you wouldn't know this year. This is just leaked up. You missed this part of the plan. The plan of this design of the stadium. Imagine the design. One large, great, big blue box that seats 31,000 people. And you thought it was a problem with naming rights. So there's no naming rights problem on this stadium. Reduce, reuse, recycle. Reduce visibility, reduce parking, reduce access by public transportation, reduce cost, and by all means, reduce value. Reuse, well, we're using half the old stadium. And recycle, well, we seem to be recycling the old Hamilton habit of clutching the mediocre from the jaws of the spectacular. This is the marketing part that, again, even I was amazed at. The part that even amazed me is that this ongoing marketing campaign for the stadium goes on and on and on. Imagine, Fred, every time each one of us puts on our blue box once a week, we're advertising the stadium. We are on the map not just locally, but nationally, internationally, and every time anyone puts their blue box out, we think of the recycling capital of the world and the iconic Taj Mahal of recycling stadiums. It'll drive respect and tourism. I can imagine this now, Billy Bob talking to his wife in Arkansas. Hey, Billy Joe, let's pack the kids in the Winnebago and head up to that Hamilton City place and look at that large, real blue box stadium, this Taj Mahal. Even young people will want to live in this town. And Fred, the part that I find quite amazing is that for missing this incredible creative solution and stubbornly holding to your crazy ideas on city building, you got hired by the preeminent national organization dedicated to creating a world of thriving, sustainable, harmonious, and engaged urban regions. Your website. The Canadian Urban Institute is an innovator and catalyst engaged in research, networking, leadership, development, planning, and policy solutions to improve the quality of life in urban regions in Canada and around the world. Sir, I think you set this up. Interview. I'm serious, Fred. I have to say that it's been an honor working with you the last 4 years. You do have integrity. You do have vision. You are in a wonderful spot for this city going forward, for this province going forward, for this country going forward. You said, and you pointed out very clearly throughout your tenure, as though someone would call it stubborn, I would call it value. Value decisions, looking for the best outcomes for the city. And I think you will take that leadership and do really well and do us all proud of the Canadian Institute. It's a real honor. Thank you.